Hi, this is Will.
And this is Spencer.
And you're listening to KPIN Pinedale.
Well, tell you what, good morning. This is Bob Rule sitting down here at the mic now at KPIN Radio. And we're going to do a little different format than we originally planned. We had hoped to have both sides at the same time so we could go back and forth between them. But we've had unfortunately, there was a little emergency came up that Susan Kramer had to take care of. Hopefully, we can get in her in here a little bit later. She did say she'd try to come a little bit later. So I think what we'll do is we'll just do it in two standalone sessions. We'll talk about the reasons to stay at 3 and the reasons to go to 5. Just a little bit of a recap. Tomorrow, there is an election. It's a special election, one item only on the ballot. And during this special election, voters will see the following when they go into their polling place. The question is, shall the membership of the Board of County Commissioners be increased from 3 to 5 members? You have two choices. 4, increasing the membership of the Board of County Commissioners from 3 to 5 members, and a box to check for that. Against increasing the membership of the Board of County Commissioners from 3 to 5 members. So it's a very simple. You got two boxes. You check one of the two boxes. That's what the ballot looks like. So it's a very straightforward ballot. The polls will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. tomorrow. Right now, absentee voting is going on at the courthouse, and the courthouse is the only location where absentee balloting is happening. They close at 5 o'clock today, but you could go by the courthouse and vote today if you aren't able to vote tomorrow on election day.
And you're going to give the results at about 8 p.m. tomorrow or Tuesday night?
Yeah, I would anticipate somewhere around 8 p.m. while we should have some results. Whenever they're available, we will put them on the air right here on KPIN so you can tune in tomorrow and hear the results. Now, also a quick little notice to people that are used to voting in their familiar voting location for South County people in Marbleton, Marbleton North, and Big Piney precincts. All three of those precincts will be voting tomorrow at the Marbleton Senior Center. Now, that's way out on East First in Marbleton, just one block before you get to the bowling alley and movie theater. So don't go down to the school complex. Go out to the Senior Center on East First in Marbleton for voting. If you are in the Daniel area, it will not be at the schoolhouse. It's going to be at the firehouse in Daniel. And if you're in Cora, you're going to have a little bit of a trip to travel, especially if you're at the Cora Junction, because they're moving the polling place to the Kendall Valley Firehouse. Now, that's just a little bit beyond where the place used to be. I'm guessing about milepost 25, plus or minus a couple or so, approximately in that region, about milepost 25, I think. The Kendall Valley Firehouse, a fairly new fire department, that's where the Cora precinct will be voting. The remaining precincts will vote in their normal locations. If you are not registered to vote, you can register at the polls and vote tomorrow. Well, my guest for the first half of this segment, first half of this forum, is Betty Fear. Betty Fear used to be our county commissioner for a couple of terms. Betty, welcome to KPIN Radio.
Thank you, and thank you for having giving me an opportunity to present the opposite side of this issue. I'm sorry that there is no one here to have a conversation about this. It would make it much easier as far as I'm concerned. I am looking at this from the perspective of having served on the county commission for 8 years. And I guess I am a little bit concerned that it would take the efficiency out of the government, because I think with more members on a board, it takes longer to gain any kind of consensus or make a decision. The other thing I am concerned about is that I feel it's just another step in growing government, and all of us have as much government, I think, in our lives right now as we need, and probably much more, and that is true across society, not just here in Sublette County. Getting into the growing of government, we are adding expenses when we do this, of course, and it's not just the salary involved with having two additional commissioners, but it also involves the added expenses of meetings and telephones and all of the extras that go along with serving on the commission. Another thing, I'm concerned about a lack of real qualified people running for this position. People who are genuinely interested and want to serve the whole of Sublette County and not just particular sections are hard to find. I think that has been my experience. I don't think many people who sign up for the job understand how much time it takes. It's not a case of going to a meeting every or twice a month. There are so many other obligations that go with the job. You spend hours and hours serving the county when you are a commissioner. It's not just taking in a meeting now and then. And there are so many people who are qualified that simply do not have the time to put into the job and give it the diligence that it requires. The efficiency level, I think the concern might have been over the fact that we had a meeting in this last year where we did not have a quorum for the meeting. I don't even recall ever having had that happen certainly not while I was on the commission, and in what little research I've done, I don't think that that has happened before. That was simply a case of an emergency that could not be avoided. And I think sometimes getting a quorum there with five people may be more difficult than having a quorum of three.
Now, Betty, if we have three commissioners, a quorum is what?
Two.
Two people. And if we have five commissioners, a quorum is three. Okay.
Having served on boards that have five or more people many times, there are fewer people who show up because they don't feel that it's a huge responsibility to get there on the day of the meeting. So, therefore, you're kind of left hanging. We have many boards in the county that are five. I think our county representation has served our county very well. We need to remember that this is county government, not city or town government. The county government represents all of the citizens of the county and not just particular areas. Over the years in my research, I think all of the areas in the county have been fairly represented. I don't think that adding two more commissioners is going to serve that need the way it needs to be done. I think it's going to split and perhaps make this problem we seem to have now with the North and South County issue a greater one, because it's going to, I think, be more of a split vote than it ever has been in the past. That is just a personal opinion. I have nothing on which to base that. I guess one of the reasons for obtaining two more commissioners as opposed to the three, I've seen signs indicating that they needed more fiscal responsibility and more fiscal oversight. Am I wrong on that, Bob? Is that one of the
I had not heard that, but it may
very
well.
I saw that item on a poster.
It may very
well
be.
I would just like to add that it's not just the commissioners who are responsible for the financial obligations of the county. We have the assessor's office, the treasurer's office, the clerk's office, in addition to the county commissioners who are overseeing this budget process. And the budget process is pretty detailed. I know the commissioners have probably 10 or 12 meetings going into budget time where individual groups and so forth can come in and present their items and their issues, and anyone can have input into the budget. The final reading of the budget, the final hearing of the budget, all the years I was on the commission, 8 years, on the night of that meeting, it wasn't exactly a sold-out crowd. In fact, there was two times there was only one other person besides the commissioner who were at that meeting. So there are plenty of ways to provide financial oversight to our county without having two more people added to the Board of County Commissioners. In my time in serving the commission, in attending the state meetings. I heard from several counties who have changed back and forth over the years. No. The ones who went to five were sorry that they had. It slowed down their process.
Now, has Sublette County ever gone to five and back to three?
No, they have always been a three-member commission.
So we have always been a three-member, but you know of other counties that went to five but reverted back to three.
I couldn't name those off the top. I believe Sweetwater County did that. While I was on the commission, there was a county in the northeast corner of the state that went to five. I don't recall the county exactly, but they were very sorry that they had done that.
Okay, go ahead.
It's always, we have such debates in our county about many things, and it seems like so many of the issues that we face seem to pit us against each other, and I'm certainly hopeful that this does not do the same. I think it's important that we all recognize and understand that we are all citizens of the county, and we have to look out for the best interests of everyone in the county, not just in our particular little area of expertise. The county government, basically, if you would read the statutes, would tell you that is only responsible for a very few things. One is that they must do the roads. The other thing is that they are responsible for law enforcement. And believe it or not, the only other issue they are charged with providing, according to statute, it's a very old statute, is to put on a county fair.
Oh, really?
Which I always thought was pretty interesting.
So that's in the statutes.
That's in the statutes.
Well, Betty, one of the arguments that I have heard in favor of going to five commissioners is that all it takes is two good old boys, and those two good old boys can do anything they want to do. Now, how would you respond to that argument?
Well, I would respond that if we go to five, it will take three good old boys. I don't think it changes the format at all. It simply is one more good old boy. If I don't happen to believe that, but if that's the way people feel, adding more people doesn't change the direction necessarily, depending on the people.
Well, now, this is probably a question I need to ask the other side, but do you have any understanding of why this issue resulted in a petition drive, which ultimately resulted in the election tomorrow? Why did this come about?
No, I don't. I'm assuming that because it became newsworthy shortly after the meeting this winter, at which time they didn't have a quorum.
And as you mentioned, that was an extremely rare occurrence.
Very rare occurrence. I don't know of it ever happening before.
All right. Well, we are going to, I'm sure before the day is over, find somebody on the other side of the argument. We were hoping to have both sides here at the same time so we could kind of go back and forth and kick this around. But we will bring on the other side of the story when we are able to locate somebody. A lot of you are probably saying, why didn't you bring Paul Rock in? Well, I did call Paul Rock. He is in Rock Springs today. Susan Kramer had an emergency that came up. I've called several other people that I personally know are involved in the Go to Five. Every one of them is either out of town or stuck in their job right now or for some reason couldn't come by. But we'll try to bring somebody on a little bit later and let you hear the other side. But Betty, anything else to wrap up here?
Well, I'd just like to say I'm sorry that someone else was not here this morning, too. It would be much more balanced, I think, if two people were speaking on the opposing sides of the argument. I am happy to have this opportunity because I haven't seen a lot of publicity or a lot of talk about the disadvantages of going to five. I just would like to caution everyone tomorrow. They must vote however you feel about the issue. Getting out and voting is the most important part, and that's the only way we have a voice in government is by voting.
you know, Betty, if we don't do this, what's going to happen is it won't be a decision of the majority of the county. It'll be a decision of those who went to vote.
That's exactly right.
And this is why, whether you're pro or con, you need to get out there and vote tomorrow.
And many times, people who are in favor of change are the ones who get their ducks in a row and they get everybody out to vote. So for all of you listeners who might agree with me that we only need three, I would suggest you get to your polling place tomorrow between the hours of 7 and 7 and state your opinion. That's the only place it's going to count. I would like to close this, my portion of this, is by saying that I think our three-commission system has served us very well for all the years our county has been in existence. And back to the same old rule, if something isn't broken, do not try to fix it. Let's just leave it the way it is. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate this.
All right. Well, Betty Feard, I didn't expect you to have to come in and do a monologue, but you did a good job with your monologue. And maybe you could hand me a phone book, because I don't have the county clerk's number memorized, unless you have it memorized.
I have the big piney one memorized.
You have the big piney one. Well, let's give them both here. What I want to do is give the county clerk phone numbers over the air, because some people may have questions about the procedure of voting, polling places, being new to the county. Once again, what's a little bit unique about Wyoming is that you can register and vote at the same time. In so many other states, you have to register way in advance, but here in Wyoming, you can actually go to your polling place, register, and turn right around and vote. Now, this is a nonpartisan election, but were it a partisan election like the primary, you can also change political parties on the day of the election. Let's take a look at some phone numbers in case you do have questions. And I'm not seeing the big piney one in here, but here's the Pinedale one, 367-4372. If you have to look it up in the phone book, look under S for Sublette County, and then under Sublette County, then you look under clerk hyphen recorder, titles, deeds, property, recording, marriage licenses, and elections, which is all in the county clerk's office. And here in Pinedale, the county clerk's number, 367-4372.
And Big Piney is 276-3827.
You want to give that a second time?
276-3827.
All right, so there is the Big Piney number that you can call. Again, if you have questions about that, call the county clerk. They, in fact, today they're all out setting up the polling places right now. Let me once again restate, in case people tuned in late, especially those of you that vote in the Cora precinct, your polling place has been moved to the Kendall Valley Fire Department. That's like about 25 miles down the road. So if you're planning to vote 5 minutes before the polls closed, you may be in for a surprise. Make sure you get there plenty early so that you don't miss it. Kendall Valley Fire Department is just a little bit past where the place used to be. Probably, I'm guessing, about milepost 25 or in that region anyway. So, Cora people, you are now voting at the Kendall Valley Fire Department for this election. Daniel precinct voters are voting in the Daniel Firehouse. And, again, the one that affects the most number of people is the South County. The Marbleton precinct, the Marbleton North precinct, and the Big Piney precinct are all three of them voting in the Marbleton Senior Center out on East 1st in Marbleton. And that's just before you get to the movie theater and bowling alley is where the polling place will be. So the election's tomorrow. I'm going to read the ballot one more time. This is how the ballot reads. Shall the membership of the Board of County Commissioners be increased from 3 to 5 members? And the answers are pretty simple. You're either for it or you're against it. You check whichever box is appropriate. A very straightforward ballot, one issue. Again, thank you to Betty Feer for coming in, and we're looking forward to finding a person on the other side to present their points of view, and we'll have that on the air hopefully a little later today. So keep your radio on right here at 101.1 FM KPIN Pinedale, and we'll bring you the other side a little bit later, assuming we find somebody, and we are trying real hard to find somebody right now. Thanks.